what do we need the Christian story to be about? Might sound like an odd question, or maybe even a cynical one if it means, what sort of story do we need to invent to match my particular needs? But maybe this day it could be a surprising or challenging question, one to make you really think about, what is the Christian story about? And does it speak to what I really need? Because part of my story is that it occurred to me sometime in my life that there has come to be a summary of the Christian story that goes like this. Jesus died on the cross to save us from our sins. Have you heard that story? A lot of people have heard that story. It's become a conveniently condensed story known in church and in culture. Everybody knows that's the story, whether they want to be a part of it or not. Jesus died on the cross to save us from our sins. That's the story I knew for a long time, too. But then some other things occurred to me in this life of mine with some help. Three things. It occurred to me that if that little summary is the whole story, then the main thing God is concerned about is the bad things people do and the punishing that needs to be done for them. And when that's the case, then that's what church and faith is mainly about, a place concerned about the bad things you do and somehow making that right with God. And in fact, I think that's the reputation the church often has. But then at some point it occurred to me that there are actually Christians and churches concerned with much more than sin and punishment. There are people and communities of faith that care about compassion and justice and generosity and kindness and joy, about peace, hope, love, mercy, and inclusion, about blessing and gentleness and passion and wisdom and creation and blessing and commitment and healing and courage, just to name a few. Hope Church helped to teach me that. And then I realized that all of those things together sound a lot like the life of Jesus, like the heart of God. And then it occurred to me, maybe that was the story. That all of those things that reflect true life are not only what God cares about in this world, but what God brings to, gives to, makes possible in a world that knows so much that is not at all about those things, that knows what is broken and deadly. Perhaps Jesus died on the cross to save us from our sins is far too small a story. And the cross is part of a story of the life and death and resurrection of Jesus that reveals a God who brings saving to all that is broken. And what if that's the story that Scripture and the Spirit are speaking to us? A Christian story that sounds something like this. This is a story about being a Christian. A Christian is someone who knows the love of God through the story of Jesus. And for Christians, this is a story so big that it goes back to the very beginning. In the beginning, God created the world, the whole world, a good world, a world with rivers and lakes and oceans and fish, a world with trees and flowers, with birds and cattle. When God created the world, people were a part of God's creation. God created people to help each other and to feel love and joy and to live as God's children. In God's world, people did things to help one another, but they also did things that harmed one another. I've been a part of both things. I have helped and I have harmed. In God's world, the harm became strong. Harm. In God's world, people felt love and joy. But sometimes things were painful, the kind of pain that won't go away, the pain we call suffering. I've felt both of those. I felt love and joy, but sometimes I have felt pain and suffering. In God's world, suffering became strong. Suffering. In God's world, sometimes people remembered that they were children of God, but sometimes people seemed to forget about God and they felt alone. I felt both of those things. I've remembered that I am a child of God, but I've forgotten about God. I felt alone. In God's world, people forgot. They felt alone. Alone. Look what has happened. It looks like a wall in God's world. People were created to help, but instead harm was strong. People were created to feel love and joy, but instead suffering was strong. People were created to know God, but instead they forgot and felt alone. I wonder if people can even see, can even remember the way God created the world. It's like everyone is separated from God and from one another, and there's no way for people to make it better by themselves. God looked at the world. God saw the harm and the suffering and the forgetting, people feeling alone. God saw the wall, and it broke God's heart. It was not how God created people to live. God loved the whole world that God had made. God loved the people God had made. So God did something. God came to the world as Jesus, God with us. Jesus lived among the people, showing God's way of life. Jesus did the most amazing things and said the most wonderful things. The life of Jesus showed people that helping was stronger than harming, that to help was the best way of life. Help. Jesus saw and cared about the suffering in God's world. Jesus healed many who were sick and welcomed many who had been left out. But as Jesus helped and healed, something terrible happened. All of the harm that was in the world tried to stop Jesus from telling the stories of God by killing Jesus. Jesus was crucified on the cross, and Jesus died. But even then, Jesus was showing God's love. Jesus did not give up on God's ways of helping and healing. Jesus trusted that God was with him even on the cross. Even in death. Love. And then Jesus Christ lived again. This was a surprise. As amazing as Jesus' life of helping and healing was, people were sure that Jesus' death on the cross was the end. But then Jesus was alive again. God's love was stronger even than death. And Jesus said, "I am life. Life and love are the strongest things of all because God is life and love." Life. When you know the story of Jesus living and dying and living again, you know something that is true about God's world. You know that harm is not the strongest. It is still there. But Jesus teaches people to be a part of help in God's world. You know that suffering is not the strongest. It is still there. But in Jesus, we see that God's love is always stronger. You know that forgetting about God and being alone are not the strongest. Those things are still there. But in the risen Jesus, God's ways of life and love, God's gifts and blessing are with us now and always. This is good news. Good news about God, about people, about God's world. Remember that word, Christian? Being a Christian is being a part of this good news, the story of Jesus, the saving power of God for the whole world. The Spirit of the living Jesus is with us to make us part of this story, to make us strong in God's ways of help and love and life. And that is living just the way God created us to be. What do we need the Christian story to be about? On this Palm Sunday, as we begin a journey through Holy Week, it is an important juncture in the Christian story. But if it is a story only about sin and punishment, which is really more of a transaction than a story, then I fear it will be a story that just stays here and does not travel with us into our lives, does not touch on all that we struggle with and care about and seek in our lives. A story that will be left behind as too small by many who know both the expanse of both brokenness and beauty in life. But it turns out that in Jesus Christ, living, dying, and living again, we have a story of God bursting into this broken world with a saving power that touches our whole lives. A story for our young people that says faith is about hope and creativity and gifts as well as all the challenges they wrestle with. A story for those who are downtrodden that speaks to their suffering as well as their courage and strength for justice. A story for those on the margins which not only includes but celebrates them. A story for each of us that touches what needs saving in our lives. Certainly, forgiveness for our failures, but also healing for our brokenness, wisdom for our seeking, courage and creativity to bring to our convictions. Not just saved from, but saved to a life of purpose and faithfulness, goodness and joy, community and abundance as God created us to be. What do we need the Christian story to be about? About the saving power of God in Jesus Christ for the whole world. A story that touches the whole of our lives with God's blessing and frees our lives to be a blessing of help and love and life with all God's children. Hear that story in the whole life of Jesus that has brought us to Palm Sunday. Hear it in the journey this week to the suffering cross. Hear it in the rising dawn next Sunday. That God's love and life may run deeply in our lives and be given abundantly through our lives as followers of Jesus Christ. The saving power of God for the whole world. Thanks be to God. Amen.